This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast. Today is gonna be an amazing day. So today I want to talk about overcoming trauma, getting over the past, and really letting go. I think I spoke about this topic before, but I want to introduce a new perspective. All of us go into our lives and we accumulate experiences, some negative, some positive. This is the way that we perceive these experiences through our knowledge of what we accumulated and what we are constantly learning since the day we were born. I don't know if you guys know this, but when you're in your mom's womb, right, a malach comes and teaches you all the Torah. And then he flicks you on top of your lip right before you're born, and that's how we all have that shape. The flick and kind of makes you forget everything, and then when you're in this world you have to kind of relearn everything. So in this generation especially, a lot of the ideas that we pick up and that we learn, they come from experiences and Western philosophy teachings and America's culture and etc. And the government is not trying to produce strong, capable, healthy individuals. The government's trying to produce people that are weak, that don't believe in themselves, and that have just enough energy to get up and go to work in the morning. Because as long as you're going to work, as long as you're a worker instead of a CEO, you're making them money. Because that's really what this is all about. It's a big game. So sometimes we can experience in our life negative things, and the reason why we perceive it as negative is because we don't have the right mindset. The truth is that everything that happens to you is for the best. And the part that's really hard to swallow and to understand is that I cannot perceive it for the best. You know, Jonathan, my girlfriend broke up with me. I was about to get married. I broke off the engagement. I never received love from my parents. All these different types of topics. And I'm not making enough money at work. I lost my job. You know, they're very valid excuses. They're very valid excuses. Or I failed out of college, or I failed in high school. You know, a lot of the people that I meet, the first thing they tell me is their failures. And that shows me that they identify themselves with their failures, which is such a big mistake. Your failure is what makes you human. There's a bit of a cognitive dissonance between a failure and who you are as a person. Every person, even though they may want to portray themselves as broken and the failure, if you actually speak to them and get to know them and choose to extract and bring out and build upon the good points in them, you're going to get to know that this is a beautiful person here. Yes, they may not be, you know, as strong as they could be, but that's okay, because this person is still a person. So, you know, I think we all, to a certain extent, amount and accumulate trauma And I think it's important to say that this trauma doesn't define who you are. And, you know, especially a heartbreak or a relationship that didn't work out, you'll see afterwards that this was the best possible thing that could happen. And it may take days, weeks, months, or sometimes for some people even years. And eventually they'll be able to look back at that relationship and they'll be able to say, you know, if I was in that relationship now with what I know now, it probably wouldn't have ended the way it would. Yeah, that's because you grew. That's because that person came to your life at that time, but they weren't prepared to be with you for what you were going to, for who you were going to become. You know, it's like NASA shoots a rocket into space, and this rocket has propellers. So the propellers help the rocket get into space. But the moment that the rocket gets into space, the propellers fall off. Those propellers was that past person in your life. The propeller is the person that was there when you needed them to be there, and they helped you fix something in yourself. But as a whole, they weren't designed to go with you all the way. They were there for a short amount of time, and then they fall off. Now the rocket goes to new heights, and it's gonna meet a new person. And that's really life 101. Sometimes Hashem sends us people that are propellers, whether it's a relationship, or whether it's a business, or any facet of our life. It's important to always know that Hashem ultimately wants the best for you. And it's funny because we sometimes go in these like big circles of like, oh, maybe I'll find it there, maybe I'll find it here, maybe this and maybe that. In the end, me at least, I always come back to the same conclusion. Everything that I was looking for outside, I had it within the whole time. And what is it? It's Hashem. I was looking here, there, this materialism, that materialism, cars, money, girls. It's always the next extreme. And the truth is because we have a soul inside of us, the neshama, and the neshama craves something. It needs something. And if you don't give it the Torah that it needs, you're going to start to crave crazy things. That's why Jews can become so rich, because if they're not learning Torah, then they'll crave money to like a crazy extent, and their drive for something will drive them so far. It shows you how badly you need Torah, because if you're not giving yourself Torah, your drive for materialism will go to such high extremes that you'll even surprise yourself. It's like, whoa, how did I get here? All I needed this whole time was just to learn Torah. Because if you sit down and you open a Gemara and you start learning, you're truly gonna feel like, wow. I just conquered the whole world. And you know, by the way, the biggest way to cure from a heartbreak or to cure from trauma that happened to you in your past or any negative experience, which I'm sorry you had to go through, but all of us to a certain extent carry trauma and go through things, whether the inner child inside of you that has those experiences, or as a whole, your childhood or your adulthood, or someone said something to you that wasn't nice, or, you know, just things that happened that hurt you. It's validated, number one. It's okay to have trauma, but you have to bring meaning to your trauma. You have to bring meaning and understanding. And the best way to do that is to take wisdom from the creator of the world. Everything that you went through is in the Torah. There's always, like me personally, every time I would experience something, whether something big or something small, I would always look, you know, what does Hashem have to say about this? Honestly, I was never a person of like to get a therapist. Like, I never had a therapist. I never had these things. I never liked it, you know, because right away, like, I had a problem. I look, what does God have to say about it? And boom, I feel cured. I feel like Hashem just gave me a hug. What does Hashem say about heartbreaks? Hashem says that He'll break your heart to save your soul. What does that mean? It means you're in the wrong situation and Hashem wants the best for you, so He's going to fix it. What does Hashem say about business? Same thing. You lose money, it's all kol tova. You're going to lose it here or there. You know, you want to become richer, just do the opposite. Just give more money and then show Hashem that I trust the money's coming from you and it'll give you wealth. Instead of 10%, give 20%. You want a better marriage, you want a better relationship, you want a better, you know, feeling about yourself. It's all in the Torah. It's all in the Torah. There's thousands of Sfarim that teach you about self-love. And there's thousands of Sfarim that teach you about how to manage and navigate a proper relationship. And the more that we spend time to learn just a little bit of these things, the more that we're going to become better people in our own lives. And that's why the greatest thing to learn when you feel that trauma creeping in to haunt you, or you feel depression, or you feel, you know, anxious thoughts, the best thing to do is to learn Torah. Boy or a girl. If you're a girl, you can even play a shiur. Women are very emotionally connected to Judaism. It doesn't take them a lot to really feel good. And if you're a guy, you know how many websites there are nowadays? Merkavia, Safaria. Rabbi Mansour has the whole Shas 3-4 times on iTorah.com. There are so many infinite amounts of ways to learn Torah, and it's so accessible. Literally, all you have to do is go to a bookstore, buy any masechet you want, and you can start learning with Rabbi Mansour and iTorah. And it's like beautiful. It's not just learning. It's like you follow along with him, and he gives Musar and this. And you know, after a couple of weeks or a couple of months of learning every day, you can complete a siyum. It's no joke. It's really no joke. And the beauty of learning Torah is that it does something to you. It connects you to your higher power. It connects you to your creator. That's why if a person, you know, is at a point in their life when they feel kind of stuck, or let's say a person is not so happy in his day-to-day life, right? He's having like a bit of a disconnect from reality. What do you do? What do you do? You're not happy in your life. So, you know, obviously you can get a rabbi or a mentor or someone and they could guide you, you know. But let's say, you know, you're in more or less the right situation, which probably majority of us are. It usually turns out to be that our feelings of not feeling good or etc. comes because we're not thriving. There's a difference between living and between thriving. Living is just you're living, you know, there's not so much love in your life. But when you're really thriving, that's when you have the love in your life. That's when you have the Torah. And you're going to the minyanim. And if it's a girl, you know, you feel good. You feel connected to Hashem. You're reading Tehillim. And you have shiurim. And you threw Tehillim parties. And you did chesed. And you're working on dressing modestly. And every day you're coming closer. And I know someone listening to this is probably like, how are you gonna connect my mental health to spirituality? It's because it's all connected. All the desires and pleasures and what makes us go so far for physicality, it originally comes and stems from the fact that we need to learn more Torah. It all comes from the same source. We all have the same soul and they all work the same way. The same way your body needs to eat and it needs to drink and it needs to sleep and it needs intimate relations and etc., etc. Your soul needs Torah. Your soul needs Torah. And it doesn't always have to be such a scary word, Torah. I know we make it such a scary word. But sometimes Torah just means just go learn something. Listen to a class. You know, just something that has to do with Torah. Torah is very vast. It's very wide. And every second you learn Torah, you're getting a mitzvah. It's like every second, 60,000 mitzvot an hour. Every second you're increasing the seat you're going to have in Olam Haba. What greater deal can you get? You're connecting to your creator. You're literally connecting to the source of the creation of the world. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach, Hashem Hashem Mevorach. Hashem is everything in my life at least. There's nothing greater than the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We just have to recognize that. We have to recognize that all bad comes from Hashem, all good comes from Hashem, and in reality, whatever we perceive as bad is really good, and that comes from Hashem too. You know, Hashem gives you life every morning. Hashem gives you the ability to live and to breathe and to explore and to have relationships and to have family and to go into the world and to try to make something of yourself. You know, in this generation especially, we have the most utilities, we have the most resources, and we have the most shefa now than out of all time, out of all existence. But for some reason, now in this generation, the depression rates are through the roof. Why? Why is that happening? It's because we're not utilizing it. We became comfortable in our lives, in our average lives. But in order for us to be thriving, really, really thriving, we have to be learning more Torah. We have to be, for men, you have to be guarding your eyes and keeping Shirat Abri. And for the women, you have to become more spiritual. You have to be connecting more to Tehillim and to lectures and to really the main idea, you know, bringing all the girls together and creating strength in numbers and working on modesty and working on loving yourself more and giving yourself that validation and to not look forward in an unhealthy relationship. Remember, if you're looking for a relationship in desperation, it means that you're looking to take, not to give. How do you know if someone's ready for a relationship? When their hearts and their mind are aligned. When you're ready to look into a relationship and say, hey, how can I give to this person? And I know, you know, it's practically almost impossible to always give and not receive. Like, you're supposed to go into a relationship as a giver, yes, but you're bound to receive. If you have intimate relationships with your spouse, you're receiving something in return. You're receiving pleasure. You know, if you give a gift to your spouse, you're receiving their smile, so it makes you feel good. And that shows you, I think it was in last week's parasha, it said venatnu. I forgot the whole pasuk, but it was literally last week's parasha. And the word venatnu is a paradigm word, and you can read it frontwards and backwards. I also made a video about this, Rabbi Pesach Kron. So venatnu shows you that if someone gives, they're going to get it back. You can write venatnu frontwards and backwards. And it shows you the beauty of how Hashem created the world. That if someone gives, they're bound to get back. Why? Because giving is two-faced. It's like multifaceted. Giving has a receiving end. So someone who gives, they're bound to receive in return. Why? That's just how the world was created. And that's just the beauty of it. So Bekitzer, if a person is mamish going through a difficulty in their lives, I prefer, instead of breaking down and going into the depths of it, I prefer to tell you one thing, because you'll be able to break it down and go into the depths of it on your own after you do one very important thing. Start learning Torah. I want to inspire the action today, guys. It's enough that we're in our lives and going at it in every other direction, but we need to learn more Torah. And it's a fact. If you want to learn more Torah with me personally, if you're a guy, I can bring you to my shiur every night. We learn every morning, whatever you prefer. And it's really the best. It's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever, guys. Nothing like learning Torah. You feel accomplished. You feel like, you know, you feel like you're growing. When I was in high school, the rabbis would teach us, you know, when you go into your professional life, you have to schedule everything around Torah. People say, okay, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to go to college and then maybe I'm going to have time to learn. No, it's not the way it should be. You should wake up and say, when can I learn Torah today? To the extent that if I don't have time, if I don't have an hour or two a day to learn Torah, then I shouldn't even be in this job. Wow. I should quit my job because I don't have time to learn Torah. 100% yes. If you don't have the time in your day to learn Torah, then you should quit your job. You have to prioritize your day around Torah. No, you have to prioritize Torah around your day, not your day around Torah. You see the difference? Prioritize Torah around your day. You have your day, but the Torah has to be prioritized. That means I have to be able to find the time first, and everything else comes second. My main priority is not I'm going to work out, it's not I'm going to, you know, work, college, whatever it may be. No, my priority of the day is that I need to find time to learn Torah. And when you do that, Rezat Hashem, you're going to succeed in all other aspects in your life. And you might ask me how. I honestly don't know. But for some reason, when you're learning Torah every day, everything just works out. Everything just falls into place. And it's beautiful to watch. All you have to do is set time aside every day to learn and to connect to your Creator. And everything will work out. your feelings of depression will go away, your feelings of anxiety will go away, you're going to start to have more emunah and trust in Hashem, and you're even going to start to, after some time, learn how to mend and deal with your trauma, and it's all going to come from going to a class, putting the phone away, and connecting to the words of the rabbi, connecting to the words of the shiur. Even if you're not able to go to a shiur, looking online and connecting to those words, just tuning in to words of Torah. Words of Torah, that heals you. That really heals you. It makes you grow, it makes you stronger, and it really makes you content. And it heals your soul that may have went through a bit of a riptide. And that's the truth. Because everyone's soul gets beat up a little bit in this world, but Hashem gave us a gift that we can learn Torah and we can use that strength to overcome anything and to do anything and to know that we can do that. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. And Bezat Hashem, everyone that's listening should find the meaning in their suffering, and they should get married. Or if they're married, they should find the meaning in their marriage, and they should continue to give to their other spouse, and they should have the best shalom bayit and have children. And to my single guys and single ladies watching, if you're out there building your career and you're focused on it, I give you nothing but a blessing to be able to be successful in that. And you should be able to grow and to become the best at what you do. But don't forget Hashem in the process. Always set aside time to learn and to grow. And if it happens to be you don't even have the time, trust me, you could always squeeze in 5 minutes. There's always 5 minutes a day where you could really squeeze in, instead of scrolling on Instagram or on social media or watching my videos. you could find time to watch a little clip, and that'll make a difference slowly. And the more that you show Hashem that I want to make time for your Torah, is the more that He's going to allow you to make time for His Torah. You might ask me how. Don't ask me how. Do it, and you're going to see guaranteed blessings. Have a great day.